Yerushalmi Shviyas corresponding to Menachos Bavli Daf Kuf Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Beis, the first mission on the page, Shlosha Elonis. Shlosha Elonis Shor Shlosha Anoshim Hare Elim Mitzdalfim V'Choshen Kol Beis Avot Shulam. If there are three trees belonging to three different people, they combine and they may plow the entire Beis Av for their sake until Rosh Hashanah. How far apart must they be? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Kedei Shehi Habaka Over B'Kelav. When Shimon Gamliel answers, enough space for the ox with its pack to pass. And the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Chia, Chia taught in a brisa, Ilonos shel Adam echad v'karka shel Adam acher, I should say, mitzdarfin v'choshim kol beisar b'shvilam. If the trees belong to one person and the field to another, they combine to allow plowing the entire beisar until Rosh Hashanah. Am Rabbi Yosi afanonami taninan, the Rabbi Chia Rabba, Shloisha Ilonos shel Shloisha Anoshim ha'ilim mitzdarfin v'choshim kol beisar ad Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yosi also says that Rabbi Chiya Rabba also taught that, deriving from an even greater leniency in our Mishnah, that if the three trees belong to three different people, they combine to allow plowing the entire Beisar until Rosh Hashanah. If so, certainly if the trees belong to one person and the field belongs to another, he may plow the entire Beisar. We come now to the next Mishnah. Eser netiyos mefuzois toich beisar choshen kol beisar b'shulam ad Rosh Hashanah hayasuyos shua umukofes atora ein choshen lahen ela sochan. The Mishnah says if there are 10 saplings planted within a beisar, if one may plow the entire beisar for their sake until Rosh Hashanah. If they were arranged in a row surrounded by a fence, one may only plow as needed. I think one says Rabbi Zera b'shem Rabbi La Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Arav halachon l'moshe m'sinai, udeloi ka'abashol, da'abashol omar, arava d'var teira, v'arvei nochel, shtayim, chad, arava, v'luluv, v'arava l'migdash. Rabbi Zera quoting Rabbi Elor, and Rabbi Yossi quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that arava, which is the requirement to circuit the Mizbech with a willow branch on Sukkos, is halachon l'moshe m'sinai, which is an old tradition dating back to the giving of the Torah. This is unlike Abashol, who said its source is actually in the Torah, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Peg, of Gimel Pasuk Mem, willows of the river, and we learn from there the plural word indicates that there are two required willows, one used for the lulav bundle and one used in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Arava Nesach HaMayim, Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, Udoloik Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva Omar Nesach HaMayim, Dvar Torah, B'sheni V'Nesachihem, B'shishi V'Nesachia, B'shvi K'mishpatam, Mem Yud Mem. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Arava and Nesach HaMayim, water libations that are done on Sukkos, they are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. This is unlike Rabbi Kiva, who said its source is actually in the Torah. On the second day of Sukkos, in describing the wine libations of the Torah, it says v'niskei hem, and their libations. The letter mem is extra. On the sixth day, it says unasocheha, and its libations, and here we find the letter yud is extra. And on the seventh day, it says k'mishpatam, which is as their law, the letter mem is extra. And the extra letters spell out the word mayim, water, which is an allusion to the requirement of the libations of the nisach hamayim. Rabchia, Ba'aba, Boy, Kohen Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'achshav, Lama Hein, Choshim, Bezekeinois. Rabchia, Ba'aba asked Rabbi Yochanan, if the permission to plow until Shavuos is only for saplings, how could Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din permit plowing for mature trees? Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan answered him, B'shah, Shid Nitna Halacha, Nitna, Shem Bikshu, Lachoish, Yachoishu. Rabbi Yochanan says that when the Halacha was given to Moshe, it included a condition that if Beis Din would decide there was a need to plow, it would be permitted. Rabbi Ba'azav, B'shem, Rechunia, Tebikas Chavan, Arav of Nesach HaMayim, Ve'esen Etiyos, Mi'isod HaNavim HaRishonim, Ve'abba Barzavdi, quoting Rabbi Chunya of the Chavon Valley, said that Arava, water libations, and this law of 10 saplings are an enactment of the early prophets of the first Beis HaMikdash. Ma Upalig, the question is, does he disagree with our statement that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Rabbi Yosi, Rabun B'Shem Levi, Kach Haisa Halacha B'Yodan, B'Shachua V'Amdu, Hashnim, B'Iskim HaDas HaRishonim, L'Lamdacha, Shekol Dovah Shebeis Din Noisim Nafshem Alav, Sovelis Kayim B'Yadam, K'mashinema L'Moshe M'Sinai. The answer of Yosef wouldn't give that they had this halacha in their hands, and it was forgotten, and the later prophets of the second Beis HaMikdash agreed with the earlier prophets, and this teaches you that anything that Beis Din makes special effort to understand will ultimately be preserved in their hands as it was given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Ba'asya K'aydama U'yana K'iloi Tavareku Mikem V'Tavareku Mikem Lama This follows the statement of Imana that the Pasuk says in Dvarim in Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Mem Zayin, it's not an empty matter from you as it's your life. Meaning, if it's an empty matter, it's coming from you because you aren't toiling in it. As it's your life, when is it your life? When you toil in it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Chiya Bar Nava, Bablaya, train million falcon via train mepshutis et anisa avasa the yom shvir who are bonan the kisten amen af hadar mekazasa. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Chiya bar Na of Bavel, two accepted halachas were brought by you from Bavel, bowing with outstretched arms on a fast day and hitting the Arava on Hashanah Rabbah as a memorial of the temple. The Rabbanon of Kisan also added the law of shortening halal on Rosh Chodesh. Tani Natiya Me'ein Eser Zakena Me'ein Sholosh. So Sefta says that for saplings, literally like tamarinds, even if some appear mature, 10 are required in a beisar to be able to plow the entire beisar. For mature trees, even if some appear to be saplings, only 3 are needed to be able to plow the entire beisar. Asa chami natiya shi niris kezakena at noisen lats kezakena bat amris natiya mein eser. How could this be? If there's a tesesta that teaches that if the saplings appear to be mature, there are only 3 are required, if so, how could you say that for saplings, 10 are always required? Amru chuna mahu mein eser, shein natiya mein sholosh shalotoma sholosh natiya shein oisos ke eser shein oisos udikavasa sholosh zakena shein oisos ke eser shein an oisos lafum kein soch meima natiya mein eser. Chuna says, what's the meaning of like 10? That even if saplings appear mature, having 3 trees isn't enough, that you shouldn't say that having 3 saplings that produce a 60 mana cake is the same as having 3 mature trees. Similarly, if 3 mature trees don't produce that amount, they are the same as 3 saplings that don't, and one shouldn't be permitted to plow. Therefore, we need to say sapling like 10 to teach that 10 saplings are always needed, even if a mature tree produces like a sapling, it still only needs 3. Stekolim nedonis kaste tavua. Tosefta says if a person planted a field of canes in order that they grow and thicken, it's like a grain field that one may plough between the canes only until Pesach. Yabo b'shem Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Chanina, b'sasayim shonu. Rabbi Yabo, quoting Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Chanina, said that to be considered a field of canes, there has to be at least a b'sasayim, which is 50 by 100 amas square. Leith hadar pligi al shmul d'shmul amaba seren shua. Doesn't the Mishnah's law here, that if the 10 saplings are arranged in a row surrounded by a fence, one may only plow as needed, doesn't that disagree with Shmuel in Halacha Beis, who said that when 3 trees are in a row, one may plow the entire Beisar? Taman alidei shehen mevuzorif besech Beisar adroi ke'ilo meleyeg b'mhacha kulam nasunim b'mokem echad. The answer is in Shmuel's case, since they're scattered within a Beisar, since the roots spread outwards, you view it as if it's full and you may plow the entire Beisar. Here the saplings are all viewed as being in one place since the roots aren't spread outwards.